I'm Yosef. It's in here. We're Vince up here. Okay, so the first year we considered the fact, based on a popular phrase of the Zohar, less machshava d'tvisa beklal, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu can't be understood by human imagination, and any attempt to humanize Hashem is akin to paganism. And we've stood for pure monotheism throughout the centuries, that Hashem is inconceivable, that Hashem is unfathomable. And then in the second shiur, we portray that Torah is the approximation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, or, as the Zohar says, I'm trying to keep it, because a lot of this is discussed in Kabbalah. Kabbalah is about worlds we can't see and worlds we don't inhabit, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu certainly is beyond our world. He's transcendent. So in Kabbalah, the fact that Torah is an approximation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, the phrase in Zohar is HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Oraisa Chathu. Hashem and the Torah are one. Doesn't mean they're one, but it's the approximation of Hashem's will. Or as Chazal referred to it, Torah is the Shem Hashem. Ki Shem Hashem Mekra Havu Godel Elokeinu B'chol HaMakom Asher Azikir Eshmi Avoy Lecha V'Rechticha. My name isn't my essence, but the name is my approximation. That's the way you think of me. When you think of me, you think of my name, and somehow that captures at least an approximation of who I am. So that's why we study Torah, because it's the closest we can come to understanding the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the best way we can try to grasp Him, and that serves as the hub. Imagine religion as a wheel, and every wheel has a hub and spokes. The more spokes you have on your wheel, the more effective the wheel will be. So there are many spokes to religion. Prayer is a spoke. Moral behavior is a spoke. Historical identity is a spoke. Living in Israel is a spoke. There's so many different spokes. Raising your family is a spoke. But without the hub, then the wheel is defective. So there's so many spokes to try to build a relationship with Hashem, but if you don't know who Hashem is and you can't identify Hashem, you're missing the hub. So that's why Torah is a hub. All the other parts of religion are spokes. Torah is the hub. Spokes attached to a hub. HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Oraisa Chathu. Today we'll talk about a corollary of this. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is responsible for all reality, there is no reality in this. There's no reality outside of Hashem. And Torah is a condensation or an approximation of His will, then by definition, or by translation, all of reality is based on Torah. Torah captures Hashem's will. Hashem's will leads to all reality. So all reality is latent, or is embedded in Torah. This is based on a pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk in Mishlei says, Chachmos Bansa Besa. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu built the house, and the house means our universe, through Chachmos. The ultimate Chachma is Torah. Based on this pasuk, the Zohar says, here's the third line in Kabbalah you need to know about Talmud Torah. The first line is, Les machshava d'tvisa beklal, Hashem is unfathomable. The second line is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'yaraisa chadhu, Hashem and His Torah are one. The third line is, Histakel b'yaraisa uvara alma. When Hashem created reality, so He didn't look in the Torah, but effectively, Torah is a blueprint for reality. You could, if you study Torah well enough, you could discover every aspect of reality. Science, math, biology, astrology, astronomy, psychology, any aspect that we live through. Music, science, maybe even art, because art is based on a spark delivered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the human imagination. It's by definition true. You can't argue this point. Because all of reality comes from Hashem's will, and Hashem's will is condensed in the Torah. This is not a refutable point. Now, for some people, that's why studying anything else at a practical level is folly, is ridiculous. Why should you study secondhand information where you can go back to the source and go back to Torah? As the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, hafachba v'hafachba dekulaba. Keep turning Torah over well enough, and you'll get to math, and you'll get to science, and you'll get to music. Some people say, that's true if you're the Vilna Gaon. If you're going to be hafachba v'hafachba. But I'm not the Vilna Gaon. And I won't be able to access math or biology or medicine through Torah. So therefore, I have to study medicine, biology, business, whatever. I have to study these fields more directly because I'm not capable of deriving it from Torah. But in theory, it's irrefutable. In theory, it's undeniable. All of reality comes from Hashem. Hashem's will is contained in the Torah. Hence, all of reality can be attained and achieved through Torah study. That's why Torah study has cosmic importance, not just religious importance. It has universal importance And that's some of the debate people have today. Should you study non-Torah areas? Another debate, Das Torah. Should you consult with people who are Torah-versed about non-Torah or non-moral issues? So you want to consult with a posek about a psak in a chasnida. You want to consult with a rabbi about moral issues. Should you consult with a rabbi about whether she'd have surgery? Should you consult with a rabbi about whether she'd purchase a house? We would say no, because these are empirical amoral issues or a-religious issues. They're not part of religion. But if you believe that Torah is the access to all wisdom, then maybe you should consult with those people. That's why that's those who support. Rav Lichtenstein once said, I told you on Tuesday night, I told you a few nights ago, we once asked Rav Lichtenstein, do you believe in Das Torah? And astonishingly, he said, yes. I just don't think there's anyone alive who can practice it. So basically, it means that in the days of the Nevi'im, people had access to supernatural layers of Torah. Today, as big a Talmid Chacham as certain people are, he doesn't believe, Ravon, that they are the level of the Nevi'im. But in theory, if a Navi has levels of access to information through Torah, through medicine, through Torah, that should be superior. That should surpass our own abilities to attain knowledge. I'll just read a medrash for you, and you get a chance to print it out, just to highlight this. And it's almost an ironic medrash. You know, we have to be honest about the irony. The medrash says as follows. Rav Shmuel Bar Adda said, Ana yadei b'shvila dirakia k'shvila dinarda. I understand the galaxies and the solar systems in this world, in this universe, like I know Narda. The Chishmuel Ala L'Rakia, did Shmuel ever go in a spaceship that he could study all these galaxies? Ela Al Yideshu Yaga B'Chachmas Shel Torah, since he learned so much Torah, Lamad Mitocha, he learned from Torah, Masha Yesh B'Shchakim. What is happening in faraway galaxies that the eye can't grasp. He knew that like Narda. So of course the irony is, if we're honest with ourselves, that most of Chazal thought the Earth was flat. So they may have known what was happening in upper galaxies, but they didn't know what was happening on our own planet, at least as far as our information is. Which means we have to be honest that it's not foolproof. Even if Shmuel Bar Avda didn't know Torah as well as you could, but in theory, if someone were to know Torah at the highest level and max out on Torah, he would not just know the galaxies and solar systems, he'd also know the planetary, number one. And also, you have to be a little careful. Today's science is tomorrow's alchemy. Just because science has proven certain things today doesn't mean that it won't be disproven tomorrow. We know certain things that Chazal got wrong, but science is still evolving. Science is still something we're discovering. Chazal spoke in metaphors. But certainly, as far as we know, much of Chazal thought the Earth was flat until they discovered in the middle of the 16th century. But he certainly thought that he knew certain aspects of upper galaxies because he was able to see it in Torah. So that's the pasuk in Mishlei, Chachmos Bansa Beza. That's the Mamar in the Zohar, Histakel Bi'araisa Uvar Alma, and the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Hafachba Vafachba Dekulav. Tomorrow we'll talk about the eternity of Torah, not just the universal nature. Is Torah just something we study on this world? Okay? Have a good week, everyone. Have a good week.